Lord, help us to commence with hymn 904. O Lord, with shame I do confess my universal emptiness, my poverty and pride. I cannot keep thee in my sight, nor can I think one thought aright, unless thy Spirit guide. 904.
read together from the Word of God, from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16. Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 16, commence to read at verse 13, and read as far as verse 13 of chapter 17. Matthew chapter 16, verse 13. When Jesus came unto the coasts of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, For flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus the Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and to suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. But he turned and said unto Peter, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence unto me. For thou savourest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Well, what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. And after 6 days Jesus taketh Peter, James and John his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias, talking with him. Then answered Peter, and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make here three tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, hear ye him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Elias truly shall first come and restore all things. But I say unto you that Elias is already come, and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them. Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist. Here we leave the reading of God's word, and may he bless it to us. Help us to pray. Kind and merciful and gracious Lord God, once again, thy kindness and goodness is lengthened out, and we're favoured and spared. We see the evening hour of thy day. And dear Lord Jesus, we humbly pray that thou wouldst indeed draw near unto us, as thou didst draw near to those two on that road to Emmaus, and how they constrained thee. They pleaded with thee, Lord Jesus, to abide with us, for the day is far spent. And Lord, and that's how we come to thee tonight, praying that thou wilt come and draw near to us and abundantly bless us with a feeling sense of thy gracious presence. Lord, not only did thou draw aside and tarry with them, but thou didst make thyself known to them in the breaking of bread. And Lord Jesus, we pray that thou would indeed make thyself known to us here tonight, Lord, through the preaching of thy word. Oh, may Jesus be revealed to seeking souls, to souls that seek salvation through Christ Jesus our Lord, to souls that seek to know that their names are found, recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. Lord, we just pray that thou won't let any go home empty, sent away, any that have come seeking some token for their soul, some token for God, some evidence that they're amongst thy people and thy children. Those that want a hope, Lord, hope cast on Christ alone. Then, Lord, do meet with each and all, we pray, and bless us then. Dear Lord, we pray that thou be very mindful and knowest the cares, the cases of each and every one, from the youngest to the eldest. None, Lord, is unknown to thee. Thou knowest all. But thou hast said, I will yet be inquired of by the house of Israel to do it for them. And Lord, and thou knowest then every case here tonight. Lord, what the burden, what concern, what the exercise is. And oh, and how they want to hear thy voice, directing them in the way and the path wherein they should go. I want to hear, Lord, from thee, with some confirmation. Lord, we ask then that thou bless and be with us. Dear Lord, thou knowest then each case, from youngest to eldest, it's all known. We pray that thou wilt then help one another, Lord, and be gracious to all. Oh, that there may be a portion for seven and also for eight, so that none are sent empty away. Dear Lord, do then have pity and compassion upon us, and bless us indeed. Now, Lord, do be near to each and all. Lord, that we lovingly commend to thee, praying that thou art be mindful of, as here as a be mindful of this little church and congregation. Do bless them together. And do be mindful of them, Lord. Oh, bless them indeed. Bless them together. May they be helped together and helped to carry one another's burdens and pray for one another. And Lord, that thou wilt bind them together in love and unity and the bond of peace. And pray then that I'll be with each and all. Lord, the dear children, and Lord, the little ones, Lord, they're not here tonight. Lord, and the parents at home looking after them. We ask that thou remember their souls. Bless them indeed, Lord. And we ask that thou wilt favour them and be very gracious to them. Dear Lord, that they may have that good thing in their heart, to the Lord God of Israel. Sadly, Lord, they do inherit from us, Lord, the old Adam nature. Lord, and we don't have to teach them to do evil. But dear Lord, we humbly pray that thou wilt bless them with thy grace, a grace that comes from above. Oh, that they may be early seekers and early finders of the good grace of our God. Then hear prayer for them. Lord, surround them in this poor, dark world of sin, and preserve and keep them, and watch over their path. And Lord, at last, bring them to heaven's glory. Dear Lord, if thy will, and the world is spared that long, Lord, they have many years before them. And we ask and pray, dear Lord, that thou wilt bless them. Ah, Lord, so that they may indeed finish their course with joy, and have a good hope through grace, that they will at last be with Jesus. Lord, this we pray for the children and for everyone here tonight. Dear Lord, do grant thy gracious help. Lord, do bless each soul. Lord, we sometimes sing that hymn that we cannot bear the piercing thought, when if my name should be left out, when thou for them shalt call. And Lord, and we cannot bear that thought tonight, if one here tonight should be left out and not found in heaven at last. Lord, do prevent it by thy grace, and be each of us our hiding place. in this accepted day, then hear our prayer. Lord, we pray that thou remember then each and all. Remember, dear Lord, we ask the deacons here in the office they hold and undertake for them and help them in the burdens and responsibilities that fall upon their lot. Pray, dear Lord, that thou be gracious to them. Help each and every one. And now, Lord, we pray that remember thy people. Others, Lord, that we would lovingly commit and commend to thee. Those, Lord, in sickness and affliction's path. Put thy healing hand and do heal and do restore to health and strength. Those laid aside, thy servants and others, Lord. Oh, do have mercy upon them, we pray, and appear for them, Lord. And we do ask, Lord, that thou art help us to pray for the bereaved, comfort their hearts, to support them. Our Lord, as we think of the family of our late friend, Mr. Haddo, we pray, Lord, for that dear family. Lord, thou art bless them together and help them, Lord, at this time. His dear widow now, we pray for her also. And Lord, and meet with them. Lord, when they meet around an open grave on Tuesday, remember them and bless them, Lord, and be gracious to each and all. And thy dear servant that is to officiate there at that funeral, we pray thou bless him and help him, Lord, to speak of those things touching the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hear them prayer. And Lord, and others, Lord, may be in deep trials and troubles and difficulties. Lord, we pray thou appear for them. Do help and do remember in thy rich mercy. And Lord, and we pray then for those in need. Lord, and our dear friend in her time of need, draw near to her and bless her and help her. We ask then that thou help us, dear Lord, in all these things, we confess all our sin before thee and our transgressions. Pray now cover all our sin with the mantle of thy forgiving love. Lord, thou knowest all about us. We are sinners. It needs no proof. We sorely feel the fall. Lord, we do plead the blood that does for sin atone. The blood whereby the church of God is freed. Oh, that fountain open for sin and uncleanness. To the house of David, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Then come and plunge us in that crimson ocean, thy atonement made for sin. Hear our prayers. Lord, meet with us. A few poor sinners that will gather round thy table at the close. The present service, Lord, and we ask that thou gather with us. Dear Lord, and do help us. And any Lord that may stay behind and watch and witness, our Lord, we pray thou bless them. Lord, and help them to know and to realize that this ordinance, Lord, is for no one else other than sinners. Sinners with a hope in thy mercy. Lord, do bless them, each seeking soul, and be gracious to them. We pray then for those that rule over us. Oh, have mercy on them. Change their hearts. Raise up for us men of God. Overturn the evil designs of wicked men. Remember our Queen of the royal house and the heirs to the throne. Work in their hearts, we beseech thee. Have mercy upon them. And then, Lord, there's others in this world. We just bear them before thee, praying that thou wilt be gracious to them. As we think, Lord, of those in Africa, Lord, and other parts of this world where there's famine, death and disease. Lord, be gracious to them. Oh, appear for them, Lord. Bring peace in this troubled, stricken world. We think of the poor people in Syria, have mercy upon them, do help, do appear, overturn there the evil design of wicked men, deliver them from wicked dictators, and have mercy upon each and all. Then hear our poor prayers, accept our humble thanks for all the kindness and mercy bestowed daily and hourly, the things of providence and grace. And Lord, do come now. We need thee, we need thy help. Thou knowest, Lord, we're only a poor man. We beg then that thou art come. Fulfill thy gracious word, thy blessed promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Come, open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off of that heavenly altar. As we played, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 1059. Jesus, the truth, the way, the sure unerring light, on thee my feeble soul I'd stay, which thou canst lead aright. 1059.
in dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. And read verse 7 and 8. Mark chapter 9, verse 7 and 8. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. Mark 9, verse 7 and 8, and there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." And suddenly, when they had looked round about, they saw no man any more, save Jesus only with themselves. Well, we read just now from Matthew's Gospel this same blessed, gracious account. I just want to read from Luke's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 34 and 5. While he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, "This is my beloved Son, hear him." The transfiguration of the dear Lord Jesus was indeed something very, very remarkable. And it was only these three, Peter, James and John, that witnessed it. Why, shall we say, a little inner circle. Yes, because it was Peter, James and John that saw the resurrection of Jairus' daughter. And it was Peter, James and John that were also taken by Jesus into Gethsemane's garden, who went a little further than the others. So these three favoured, saw things that the others didn't. But friends, if there's a poor soul here, that perhaps you feel that there's something wrong with you because you haven't had this, you haven't had that experience. The Lord hasn't been revealed to you in such and such a way. And yes, and the old enemy, the enemy of your souls and mine, he comes in like a flood. He says, "But you can't be right. You should have this. You should know this. You haven't got it. You're not going to get it. You're wrong." Well, dear soul, so is the devil. He's wrong. The point is, dear soul, that yes, the Lord revealed himself to these three. Why, they had something, a special work to be done. And they needed special preparation for that work. And the Lord only knows, he's a sovereign in his dealings. Yes, oh, because you haven't had this experience or that experience, it doesn't mean the Lord Jesus doesn't love you. What does the hymn writer say? He loves his people, great and small, and grasping hard, embrace it all, and gnaw with a soul apart. He loved the other disciples just as much as he loved Peter, James and John. I bet Peter, James and John were to have something different than the others. Why then here? Yes, and why here the dear Lord Jesus, he began to say to the disciples that the Son of Man must suffer many things, be rejected of the elders, the chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. Yes, he knew what lied before him. We read that he came out of Jericho and he set his face as a flint to go toward Jerusalem, knowing that things would happen unto him there. And here he tells the disciples some of the things that would indeed happen unto him, that how he was to be, yes, suffer many things, suffer at the hands of wicked men. Why, friends, you think, dear soul, of the sufferings of Christ, particularly in the judgment hall, where he was blindfolded, where he was smote upon with the palm of the hand, where they mocked him, put a purple robe on him, mocked him and said, "Hail, King of the Jews," spat in his face. Oh, friends, all these things. And yet it was nothing to him. Nothing to him. Came by surprise. Why, friends, knowing the things that would happen unto him there. He'd be rejected of the elders, the chief priests, the scribes. But he says to the disciples further down here, does he not, that they would indeed, yes, there would be those standing here. Verily I say unto you that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. The dear Lord appeared, made it known to dear Simeon, did he not, that he should not see death until he had seen the Lord's Christ. And I feel here that the Lord here, yes, takes these three, that some of them that stand here, they shall see the kingdom of God. Oh, they were taken up by the Lord Jesus into this mountain where here he is transfigured before them. Mark here tells us that his raiment became shining, exceeding white as snow. Matthew tells us that it was so light. It was exceeding white as snow, as no fuller on earth could white them. Oh, yes, radiant. Yes, glorified Christ. Friends, you know, we cannot speak of this, can we? No, we cannot speak of this. Glorified Christ. Peter, James and John. But you know, here in the book of the Revelation we find again here again is the glorified Christ, and he appears, he says, "I'm Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. What thou seest, write in a book." And why? And what does John do? We turn to see the voice that spake with me. Being turned, I saw 7 golden candlesticks. Gives a description. And then he says, and his right hand seven stars, his mouth a two-edged sword, his countenance as the sun shineth in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. Friends, but not here on the mountain. Oh, exceeding white. Friend, what a... Oh, it must have been a most wonderful experience. But, friends, like the late dear Mr. Stanley Dales, speaking once about a glory, he said, I cannot speak of it. I've not experienced it. And he said with a lovely smile on his face, But I hope to. Yes, to experience glory, to be with Christ, which is far better. But here we read that as Elias and Moses talking with Jesus, Peter says here, let us build three tabernacles. He didn't know what to say. But I refer just now to Luke's Gospel. Here it says, there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud. But Luke's Gospel says, there was a cloud that overshadowed, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And they feared as they entered into the cloud. Now, why, knowing again nothing about anyone here? Why, friends, why, dear soul, you say they entered into a cloud? Dear soul, do you feel to be entering into a cloud? You know, naturally speaking, we have no control whatsoever over the clouds. And yes, dear soul, and in the spiritual pilgrimage journey, we have no control over these clouds. The clouds the Lord is pleased to send into your path and mine. Again, there are dark clouds. There are bright clouds. Matthew tells us here that it was a bright cloud. But bright cloud or not, Luke said they feared as they entered into the cloud. Yes, dear soul, and they fear. But again, why, dear soul, what is it? What is it, dear soul, you may be in tonight? Jesus says to them in Matthew's Gospel, arise, be not afraid. Why? Through darksome paths we go, we may know no reason, but we shall hereafter know each in his due season. Clouds. Oh, yes, there are clouds, are there not? Sometimes we see clouds on the horizon, and we know which way the wind's blowing, and we say that we're going to shortly get some rain, or those clouds will soon be over us. But again, there's another point here. Luke tells us that the the day after they came down from the hill, or the morning they came down from the hill. Yes, and it came to pass the next day, when they were come down from the hill, much people met him. So, dear soul, it wasn't only, dear soul, a cloud. There was also a darkness. There was a darkness. And why? And clouds bring darkness, do they not? Clouds bring darkness. Dear soul, dear soul, that you may be helped and enabled to be found looking unto Jesus. And that he will make that crooked thing straight and that rough place plain. Yes. They feared as they entered into the cloud. But dear soul, there was no reproof and no rebuke found here. But dear soul, there was the words of comfort, the blessed Lord Jesus, spoke right into their hearts. And dear soul, is that not where you are tonight? You want the Lord to speak right into your heart. What does the Lord say to us by his dear servant, the prophet, back here in Isaiah 41, 2, 3, by 41. Says this: "For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, Fear not, I will help thee." Yes, dear soul. Feared as they entered into the cloud. Why, you know, we enter into certain things, do we not? And we fear. Why, you know, when we enter particularly into affliction's path, oh, what a fear comes over us. Yes, is it going to be well? Are we going to come through? Are we going to be brought through? And fear as we enter into the cloud. Oh, but Jesus speaks the soft words of his grace and says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yes, I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." It may be this, oh, it's like this: "Fear not, for I've redeemed thee. I've called thee by thy name, thou art mine." Well, it just comes to thought what the dear Lord Jesus said to the disciples at the close of chapter 16. Why, he says, "A woman, then she hath sorrow, but why, then this woman has sorrow, but now let's make sure we get this right. A woman, when she is in trouble, hath sorrow because her hour is come, but as soon as she is delivered of the charge, remembereth no more the anguish for joy the man is born of the world. Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again." Friends, they were here on the mountain. with the presence of Christ, but they feared as they entered into the cloud. They feared as they entered into the cloud. But Jesus says, "You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you." Friends, and you know, some deep thoughts perhaps here, but why, you're now there of sorrow. Yeah, but I will see you again. We'll see you again. Dear soul, and if the Lord should say that to you, then the Lord has already at least once visited your soul. Dear soul, don't let us be on our watchtower, friends, that we cast not away our confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. You're now there, Rosa, but I will see you again. Dear soul, affliction's path, I will see you again. Life spared, brought through. Render thanksgiving and praise to him for his goodness, mercy and kindness to us. And bringing us through. We praise, bless his name. But you say this, I will see you again. There will be, in due time, another vision of Christ. Another revelation of him. The altogether lovely and the chiefest among the 10,000. But then, dear soul, what about those souls that don't come through? Come through an operation. What about those souls? I'll see you again. This heart will be in glory. It'll be in Emmanuel's land. This heart, no way do we wish to belittle this wonderful transfiguration that these three dear disciples had here. But dear soul, that was, can we say, for a little while. Dear soul, it won't be for a little while. It'll be to see the King in his beauty. It'll be, dear soul, to be around his throne. It'll be, dear soul, singing endless songs of praise unto him that loved us and gave himself for us. You now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again. Your sorrow shall be turned. You now therefore have sorrow, but I see you again. Your heart shall rejoice. Your heart shall rejoice. Have we not rejoiced here sometimes? Why me? Why me? O blessed God, why such a wretch as I? Sometimes I'm afraid to die. Yes, dear soul, but rejoice. To be found. Dear soul. Why? I believe the hymn writer sums it up, doesn't he? In that lovely hymn. Is it 160, I believe? Somewhere there. And the last verse reads something like this: when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then, in a nobler, sweeter song, I'll sing to him that died to save. I will see you again. Yeah. Feared as they entered into the cloud. And again, why? Your cloud. Your cloud, dear soul, may not be this cloud of affliction. It may be something else, dear soul. Maybe employment. Maybe something in the family. Oh, friends, and oh, whatever it might be, oh, that the Lord would graciously appear. Word wonderfully bless, and bless your soul. Your soul, you see, there's this divine, can I put it like this, divine overshadowing. Perhaps there's a poor soul here that says, well, all this is fine, but it goes over my head. Dear soul, will this go over your head? Yes, this cloud, this darkness, this distress that you're in. Ah, you say, yes, but I'm in distress about my sin. Well, what a mercy that is, dear soul. Because it's not everybody in this world is in distress about their sin. It's not everybody in this world that prays to have pardon and peace and forgiveness of their sin. But what does the Lord say? Or rather, what does the Lord cause his dear servant David to say, left on sacred record for your encouragement and mind, dear soul? Yes, divine overshadowing. Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me, for my soul trusteth in thee, yea, in the shadow of thy wing. Will I make my refuge until these calamities be overpast? In the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge. Divine overshadowing. Where are these wings? These are that you're going to, yes, know something of. You that, yes, come here, making your refuge. It all, you must be looking, dear soul, at that blessed mercy seat. Where, dear soul, there's this blessed gracious promise given. And there I will meet with thee and commune with thee from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubims. The cherubims had their wings outstretched, looking toward the centre of the mercy seat. Dear soul, and Hezekiah, in his trouble, why, he pleads with the Lord, thou that dwellest between the cherubims. Hard is heart, divine overshadowing. Yes, divine overshadowing. Yes, dear soul, and Isaiah speaks, does he not? A refuge from the storm. But that's been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy. In his distress, a refuge from the storm, when the shadow of the heat, or when the blast of the terrible ones is the storm against the wall. Ah, yes, dear soul, this gracious, blessed, divine, overshadowing. This time, this whole security. you know, and the Lord speaks himself, doesn't he? Oh, yes, the chicken that gathers her chicks under her wing. Yes, divine overshadowing. Having said that, why, it reminds me of the true case of chicken. I don't know, well, I say I don't know, I believe I'm right in saying it was somewhere in Bedfordshire. Some years ago, there was a fire at a chicken farm. And the brigade are called. And this fireman, he runs with his hose. And there, he kicked what he thought was a dead hen being burnt in the fire. But, you know, when he kicked it, from underneath out ran five little chicks. Divine overshadowing. Yes, is how and why he took the robe the Saviour wrought and wrapped it all around. Yes. Covered all our unrighteousness. Oh, the filthy rags. Yes. Covered it all with that glorious robe of righteousness. Oh, and dear soul, don't you and I want to know something about this blessed divine overshadowing? Yes, that robe of righteousness to be covered, yes, in there, secure. The Father, regarding the prodigal son, said, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. Zechariah says, does he not, regarding Joshua the high priest, commands that they take away the filthy garments, and then said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. Oh, friend, what a blessed, gracious covering. Yes, a divine overshadowing of the blessed Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. They feared then as they entered into the cloud. Cloud overshadowed them. Yes, and dear soul, and there was this, a voice came out of the cloud. Yes, dear soul. Yes, in this trial, in this darkness, in this distress, poor soul, that you might be in, a voice comes out of the cloud. Ah, the Lord appears. The Lord comes. The Lord favours. You know, it's here, I think. Again, it's a cloud. And why, dear Moses, the servant of the Lord, yeah. Why, Israel had sinned. Yeah. They had made a golden calf. Dear Moses, oh, yes, he went, my friends, into the tabernacle. Yeah. And there he pleads with the Lord. And the Lord says to him, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. He goes on, and he pleads with the Lord, that he would, indeed, I beseech thee, show me thy glory. The Lord says, but that cannot be. Oh, but it shall come to pass, while my glory passeth by, that I will put thee in the cleft of the rock, cover thee with my hand, while I pass by.
and I'll take away mine hand, and thou shalt see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So, you see, just here, oh, dear Moses, friend, here on earth, he couldn't see the glory of the Lord, but he's here on the mountain. Oh, when Christ is transfigured before Peter, James and John. But you come here into chapter 34 of Exodus, and the Lord descended in the cloud. See, and the Lord descended in the cloud, and he stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth. A voice came out of the cloud. Ah, dear soul. Yes. Say, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Descended out of the cloud. A voice comes out of the cloud. We have this twice, do we not, here in the New Testament, regarding Jesus. Here, the transfiguration and the baptism of Christ. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Mark tells us, hear him. Hear ye him. Ah, friends. Yes. Listen unto me. Ye that follow after righteousness, ye that seek the Lord, look unto the rock, whence ye are hewn, to the hole of the pit, whence ye are dead. Look unto Abraham your father, and Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, increased him. The Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden, a desert like the garden of the Lord. Yes, the joy of the Lord, the gladness found therein, thanksgiving, and the voice of melody. Yes, dear soul, the voice of melody. Sinner saved by grace. Sinner blessed abundantly in their soul. Why, dear soul, yeah, this is my beloved Son. Suddenly, and suddenly, the Lord, there was this cloud. And the Lord suddenly caused the cloud to disappear. Perhaps that's what some of you are wanting here tonight. You want the cloud to suddenly disappear and to be favoured like these here. And they saw no man save Jesus only. That's what Matthew records. And they saw no man anymore save Jesus only, with themselves. Jesus only. Our end. Oh, to see Jesus only. To have a face view of him. The Lord will shortly. A few poor sinners will come to the table. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. And I'm not just speaking to the members. I speak to everyone that witnesses this ordinance. That you may see Jesus only. See him. as your Saviour, your Redeemer, your all and in all. See him as the altogether lovely and the chiefest among 10,000, him whom my soul loveth. Peter says unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Ah, to see Jesus only. To have our eyes fixed alone upon him. And dear soul, why, and that's your desire and mine, is it not? Why, when we get to heaven, to see Jesus only. See the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. See him that has done great things for my soul. To praise and bless his name throughout a never-ending eternity. A few more days, months or years, in this dark world of sin, yes, but then this all to see Jesus only, to see Christ in his glory, see him in his glory, the only begotten Son of God. He is all that laid down his life that he might take it again. See him that suffered, bled and died in our place, room and stead. Oh, friends, oh, what a debt of praise. Yes, we owe and shall owe unto him. Oh, to sing his praises throughout eternity. He that, what did Paul say in Galatians? He that loved me and gave himself for me. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. Say the wretch like me, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Say Jesus only. Well, I better leave these poor few rambling remarks, and the Lord forgive all amiss. Amen.
Collections last Lord's Day amounted to £745, for which we are very thankful. God willing, there'll be a prayer meeting tomorrow evening with an address by Mr. Robert Field, who is also expected to preach on Tuesday evening. And Dr. Sadler is expected to preach next Lord's Day and hopes to address the Sunday school in the afternoon. And just a reminder about this petition for marriage, which is actually organised by the Coalition for Marriage. As you'll probably know, there's two petitions about. Let us now close with hymn 113. Who but the soul that's led to know how just and holy is the law will to the cross of Christ repair and seek salvation only there. 113.
us now. Pardon and forgive all that thy pure eyes have seen amidst our worship here thus far this day. Cover with that mantle of thy love. Make up where, Lord, one has so failed. Lord, and help us still. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, be with us all. Amen.